"Don't forget me," I whisper to my father. "Give me something to eat. I'm so hungry," I call out to my mother. The conditional care of even these imaginary parents excretes a hormonal load. Am I safe with you? Or like a baby crawling on the bumpy carpet, am I my own mother, actually? Imagine a baby developing so rapidly that by nightfall it has ripped through the pale blue smock to evolve beyond the limits of the human. I remember how my mother woke me up so early to look at the bloody stars. My grandfather fermented the yogurt with rose petals and sugar, then buried it in the roots of a mango tree. "Come here," he said, extending the sweetest fruit I have ever tasted, come June. On the far side of the orchard, he grew saffron, and the mangoes there were red and pink. In the dry well, he planted a pomegranate tree. This is where they threw the bodies come August noon. Can you find your way home by smell? Metallic, the air tilts along a diagonal line. I smell the pollen of the flowers of the mango tree, which once concealed a kill. For lunch, my mother made okra with caramelized onions, a feat. The wet caps she stuck to my forehead, cheeks and nose, grimacing as the gates of the school swung open. I was a joke. The children who were children like me fled. I was alone with the slime dripping down the neck of my red and white dress, nettle bites lucid on my shins. Because I ran through the alleyways and not the streets to get here, a hot yard. Shame invites the sun to live in the anus, the creases of the throat. The priest brought my mother home. My father fell over in the snow after drinking his guts out. The world was falling down around my ears. When our neighbors said, "Go," we fled, our hearts beating like a fish. "Hello," sang Lionel Richie on the taxi's orange radio. My grandfather burnt his notebooks, then scraped the ash into a hole he could button up. Don't ask me to remember the word for zip. My secret is this. Though we lost all our possessions, I felt a strange relief to see my home explode in the rearview mirror. Monoracial, we fetched up in a place without discrete racial categories. Our hair no longer felt like our hair, no matter how long we combed it with milk. The messages we received were as follows. "You are a sexual object. I have a right to sexualize you. You are not an individual. You are here for my entertainment. You complain too much. Your sexual identity is not important. The way you talk about what happened to you is a catastrophic representation. Merry Christmas, you little pig." A scream was heard, a scream. Psychosis creams the air, giving it a peculiar richness and depth. I dissolve a lozenge beneath my tongue for courage. But now Will Ransom and Cora Seaborn have fallen in love, and I feel so much better. Peel an orange from the market, remove it from a paper bag. The city, like a thin piece of muslin stretched over the drainpipe, steeples and bees, a grey ribbon tied around the wrist. You could see it growing taut, please. Here in the Black and Silver Cafe now. Oh, it's wonderful. I love the alien foliage in the bathroom. Dee is reading Madame Bovary in the translation by Lydia Davis. My first friend in this country is gorgeous, lanky and blonde. How long have I been gone? I rarely think of the bright brown eyes of my childhood friends, the unreachable memories of foraging for red and white toadstools in the forest. The outer conditions are xenophobic. I only want to bask in this exotic friendship. I was born feet first beneath a Lebanon cedar at 10:23 a.m. on a November morning so long ago that many people who were alive that day flinching from a sudden rain, no longer walk upon this earth. I'm going to take you by surprise. I'm going to make you so proud of me. When you watch my plays, your heart will make a circuit with the dense shadow in the upper part of the atmosphere. The clouds will rain green frogs the size of fingernails, and we will scoop them up with our hands. Sometimes I lie on the earth face down to connect with its copper plate. You won't have to love me for very long.